two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
You're my friend. You're very bad.
Probably the worst friend.
You look like Muppet.
You look like Godzilla's pre-com.
Stevie Weeby is in the house. Bad friends, bad friends,
bad friends to bad the friend end.
To the end. You got a baby. Got a baby.
And you got a lady.
Yeah. And she's gone. She's in Vegas. All the guys are hitting on her right now.
Theo Vaughn is in Vegas too.
He's jerking off on her chest. Jerking off on her chest. Brendan Schaub wants to fuck her too. Brendan Schaub wants to too.
All night long.
All night long.
He wants to with his grab her by the hair
dog. Hair dog. He's got a very, very big muscular penis. He wants to insert inside her Filipino flower.
His dick has deltoids.
Bad friends.
Bad friends. Friends to the end.
Friends to the end. You gonna sing a lyric? You sing the next. You sing the next. You sing the next chunk. Go ahead.
They can't hear you. Do the
mask. Take the mask off.
But what do
take
you
the mask off!
Are we recording?
No, yeah, we are next. You're doing the next verse.
Okay.
Bad friend.
My friend Andrew.
Yeah.
He is a ginger.
Yeah, yeah.
Colder than winter.
Yeah, yes.
Bad friends. My brother Bobby.
His brother Bobby.
He has a tummy.
He has a tummy.
Bad friends.
Bad friends.
Bad friends.
Bad friends.
Last name Santino. Has red pubes downstairs. Downstairs he has freckles too. Bobby has gangrene on his feet. It smells like diarrhea.
Bad
and fungus.
Don't talk about my feet.
Okay.
Don't talk about my feet. Bad friends.
His feet are so gross.
Bad friends. Jeremiah, you're next.
Don't talk about my fucking feet.
Bad friends.
Don't talk about
Jeremiah's next. Bad friends.
His feet look like they died in a coal mine in 1922.
Okay, right. Oh, we did it. Okay. We did it. Welcome, Jules. Good to see you.
Hi.
Okay, good. What's up, Andrew? No, let's not do that anymore.
Okay,
all right.
Okay, sorry.
You know, let's
it's
open,
so good seeing you.
Yeah, good to see you. I love you. Yeah, and my family, you, yeah. And I love you the most. Take the wig off. You'll play Jeremiah now. Why don't we start off with a little prayer?
Oh yeah,
I brought a knife.
Oh, you still want to do the bit?
Oh, just for one more minute, because I brought a knife.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go. Let's start with a prayer.
Okay, dear Heavenly Father,
mm-hmm.
thank you for blessing us today and allowing me to see my brother. I am going to get vaccinated soon. I promise.
Are you really gonna?
Yeah, I am.
Do you know who to call?
Yeah, my friend Eric is working on it as we speak.
Wait, at a clinic. Wait, Eric. Mm-hmm. Eric works at a clinic.
He knows someone at a clinic.
Right. But you could just anyway.
Okay. So yeah. This is my prayer, though.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
This is my prayer. This is my prayer.
You're thankful.
Thank you for allowing Jeremiah to be here today. Or
yeah.
Rudy.
Thank you, Tito Bobby.
Thank you for allowing us to start Scissor Bros podcast together.
Yeah.
And thank you for our health and that we're allowed to podcast during these times.
These times.
Thank you for allowing us to have food in our systems every day.
Yeah, in our bodily systems.
We need nutrients. And thank you for the sunlight.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. That, you know, a lot of people don't ever thank the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Without the sun, what happens?
You die.
Maybe.
You will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then do the closer.
We say this in your name. Let's do our God.
What's the song? How does it go?
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above.
All right, right.
Okay.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. I love it. Because do you still believe in Jesus?
No.
what happened because you were so devout?
Oh, I got brainwashed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
That allowed me not to get girls in high school. You already know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you probably... Do you jerk off still every night?
You know what? I was abstaining for months. You know that.
Yeah, I know. You were doing good.
For like 2-3 months.
You were doing good.
I folded, brother.
What happened?
In a major... I just got... You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But did, like, you... Because I've done that... I think I've lasted myself about 27 days.
It's difficult. I was doing meetings and everything.
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Zoom meetings, all that.
Yeah. No, so the baby, Jeremiah, mm-hmm. How is it? Is it a boy or girl?
It's a boy.
So happy.
Yeah.
And so excited.
Yeah.
What's the boy's called?
I texted Bobby and he didn't respond.
His name's Wilder.
Wow, that's a great name.
Like Gene Wilder?
Yeah. Jeremiah?
Like Wilder Watkins.
Yeah. Wilder Watkins.
That's a great name.
Wilder J. Watkins. Yeah. Strong name.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Did you have an argument with your girl about that?
No, we came up with it together.
Oh, she was like, wait, who said it first, though?
She did. She brought up, we were watching a Gene Wilder movie, and she goes, what about Wilder? I go, I love that.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love how that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm glad it's not like, you know, the standard, like, call it Jeremiah because it's your firstborn.
Right.
And it's going to be Jeremiah the second.
I don't have that much ego on me.
Oh, you don't?
Jeremiah Jr., no.
Yeah. Have you been at the Comedy Stores or any?
No, it just opened up on Friday. So.
And I went.
How
I went
it?
Last night and Saturday.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Just weird. It was good
was
to be
it?
Back. Just I didn't perform. I just went to hang out.
What was the capacity there? Like how many people were in the
probably
main room?
Probably about 75, 80 people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
yeah.
For the main room.
But
it
they were still like
yeah.
scattered. But it was good to see everybody. I saw, you know, the whole gang.
Yeah.
You know, Bill Burr was there, a bunch of people. And then last night I went to, you know, Brian Monarch show down in Hollywood. Have you been to that one?
Supernova?
Yeah.
I've done it a couple times. It's great.
I mean, it looks amazing.
It's an amazing show.
I went there with Spade and Tim Dillon.
Yeah.
And it was just, I just needed to go just to get my juices flowing. I'm scared of it.
Oh, you haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, I'm scared of it.
Are you rusty?
Yeah, I'm rusty.
You are?
I don't know what I'm...
You don't know
I'm
what you're
scared
doing up
to
there?
Do it.
You're
I'm scared.
Scared
to do it.
So it's like you're open micer again.
Yeah, I feel like it's... No, well, settle down. I think.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Settle.
Okay.
Don't you have to apologize? Okay. Listen, Steve.
I'm trying.
You know,
I haven't seen you in a long time.
I love you
so much.
I haven't seen you so long. It's
you
so
don't
long.
Miss me?
Of course I miss you. But I feel like I see you all the time because we play Warzone together every night.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
I know. Because you get annoyed by me. When we play Warzone.
Well, you just, I feel like you're not having fun anymore. You're doing Cold War shit.
I'm not having fun with
you. You're not enjoying Resurgence.
You know? I know. I'll tell you. Well, I think.
Well, what's your excuse?
Because.
We want
to. Just
play
listen
that.
To what you're saying.
What?
Okay, listen to what you're saying.
Okay.
And then put your age into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm 50 and we're talking about, you know what I mean? You're not having fun anymore.
Oh, I know I'm a man child. Yeah.
I know, but it's like that. I think that's a part of it.
Yeah,
because when Dylan and I are chemical
mm-hmm.
engineering.
Chemical engineering.
You guys are, and then whenever we drop into chemical engineering, you get really excited like a little baby.
Yeah, because I like going. I have like.
Oh
a
yeah,
whole,
great. You know what I mean?
I have a routine.
What am I? You know, you have my routine. Yeah, you know what door to go in.
I know what chest is there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll get my bullfrog.
It makes me want to vomit.
All right, then. We don't. We can play.
No,
a
I
want to
play. No, okay.
I've tried to play with Steve recently.
Yeah, what happened?
No, because we have a full squad.
He's like, I already have trios.
Yeah,
we have a squad.
It's nothing against you, though.
Oh, I know. I get it.
It's not a personal thing against you.
We have a squad. It's a numbers game. I get it. I get it.
Exactly. Yeah.
But are you really going to get vaccinated? Be honest. Because
yeah,
I when I called you, you're like,
No, I ain't anti-vaxxer. I'm going to. I'm just lazy about it.
I'm going to take them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying because you said to me on the phone, I just want to.
Dude, I'm not anti-vax.
I'm just saying.
I'm going
to
get vaccinated.
I just said, have you gotten vaccinated? He goes, well, I don't know what it does to the body. That's what you said. So
yeah.
I've been on YouTube. I don't know what it
no,
is.
No,
it, you
I'm
said
not,
YouTube?
No,
you said
I'm not
YouTube
doing.
Go, I don't know what it does to the body. And
there
and
ain't
in
no
my
conspiracies
head, I'm like, oh,
to me.
There's,
no.
There's
I'm
something
not
going
doing,
on.
The reptilian shit's different. The reptilian shit. Yeah, it's different. I'm going to get vaccinated.
So you don't think the reptilian alien race has.
No. I want to see mom.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, because
I text her every day.
I do too.
Every day.
Well, she texts you first, right?
Absolutely.
She does these long.
Oh, I love the inspirational quotes.
It's weird.
Does she send emojis or bitmojis ever?
No, quotes, inspirational.
She does
quotes.
Like she'll have like it'll be like a photograph of a butterfly, yeah, and it'll say, you know, today is the only day that we have live in the moment, and there'll be just this butterfly. You know
oh
what I mean?
Yeah,
on it. Yeah.
I love it.
And then I don't know what the text back, so I'm like, I never heard that before.
Or heart emoji.
What?
Heart emoji.
You send a heart emoji?
Every day.
That's all you put? You don't
no,
say?
No, I
don't,
say, oh. I do three or four. I go, I love you, mom, one day.
Yeah.
I love
okay,
you,
where's
oh,
your
mom?
Phone? I'm going to read you what I, let's see if they're similar.
Okay. No, I do say the same stuff.
Yeah. I'm very similar on mine too. So
I do the same all right, thing.
So. I'm going to go, where's mom? Mom.
Masa.
Okay, so here's mine,
okay.
Right? And these are like.
Read yours.
All right, so. So she goes.
Wait, you read three or four, I'll read three or four.
Just, you want to do responses? Here's my responses.
Okay.
Three or four. Good night and dream beautiful dreams.
No, read hers first.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, to give context.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be rude.
Okay, sorry.
You are here for a reason. There's nothing accidental about you. There's a specific purpose, assignment, and mission on Earth that only you can fulfill. Never doubt your specialness. Then I go, good night and dream beautiful dreams.
That's better than mine.
What is yours?
Okay, at Cigna Pharmacy, yeah. I picked up some medication, and on the way home, I stopped at Albertsons and got some groceries.
Yeah.
Good night, exclamation point. Wishing you a peaceful night's rest.
That's your response?
No. And then my response is, you too, Oma.
Heart. All right.
Yeah, heart.
I'll give you the one.
Okay.
So this is my mom. She does a Dr. Seuss quote.
Okay.
She goes, why fit in when you were born to stand out, Dr. Seuss? Then she says, stay safe and healthy. Good night and sweet dreams. Love you. And then my response is, that's a good quote, Mom. Hope everything is okay. Ask if you need something.
You're doing way better than me.
give me
time to go to bed. Stay safe and take care. Good night and sleep tight. Love you. And my response, night, Mom. Heart.
That's all the...
Do two more and then we'll wrap it up.
I'll do one more.
Let's do one more
and
okay,
we'll wrap it
okay.
up. All right. 93 degrees, this is what she says, 93 degrees right now. I think the summer is around the corner. Good night and sleep tight. Hope you're feeling good. Miss you so much. I love you with all my heart.
You're killing me in this.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's windy outside, but the temperature is perfect today. Take care and stay safe. Good night and sleep tight. Love you.
What's your response?
Love you, Oma. So I did a repeat. But I left a heart emoji.
Yeah, but that's.
I did a repeat.
Yeah, you did a repeat.
You know what? You're right. I need to do more thoughtful.
Here, you know, I want.
You know
do,
what it is?
I want to do repeats too.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Since Dad passed.
Yeah.
It's been tough. You know, like because I don't know how to communicate. Like, I don't know how to explain this, but I think I just subconsciously keep it brief, like, so.
Oh, you're trying to detach so that when she dies.
No, nothing like that. I think it's just because I don't know what to say. Like, your responses were way more thoughtful.
No, I'm sitting there. I spent 45 minutes on it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Mine's the opposite. I just go.
No. I just kind of stare and I go, what do I say?
Yeah.
Right. And sometimes I'll rewrite it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. I've wanted to do that, heart emojis or just I love you. Mm-hmm. But I don't. I want her to think that, like, you know, I'm thinking about it a little bit. You know.
Yeah. But do you talk to her?
I talked to her 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. We talk.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What did she talk about?
Well, just what she did, where she went, mm-hmm. and what she's watching, mm-hmm. and all that. Yeah.
Your mom texted me too.
What'd she say?
Go ahead, Jeremiah.
She said, at the end of hardship comes happiness. Yeah. And it's a picture of a yak. And then it says, is Steve vaccinated yet?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, buddy. I love you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What's that?
Yeah.
Did you see any movies?
What's that demon movie you told me to see? The Taiwanese one?
You already saw it.
That was scary. Let the Devil Take You.
Okay.
I saw Justice League.
I know, but it's the only thing. You know, Chris Stuckman, our favorite reviewer.
Oh, I
love
reviewed
him. A movie called The Empty Man.
Have you seen that, Jeremiah?
No.
The movie in itself is okay, mm-hmm. but there's one scene in The Empty Man. I want you to see the movie. Because there's one scene that's so weird and creepy.
Is it a horror flick?
It's a horror flick, yeah. Well, like The Empty Man. What do you think it's about?
I don't know.
A guy that's hungry?
Psychological thriller?
Yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's a horror movie. But there's this one scene that's so scary. But I want you to see the movie, and then you'll call me.
I can't believe you're here, right? I can't believe I'm looking at you.
I know you too.
Jeez. You love me or what?
Of course I love
you. Love your brother?
Why would you ask something like that?
I haven't seen you in a while.
Why would you ask something like that?
I haven't seen you in a while.
What do you get angry about?
No, I'm just getting emotional. Good seeing you.
I know.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
It,
yeah.
I know, it's weird, huh? It's like I haven't seen. When's the last time I saw you? The last time we podcasted?
Months.
It's been months.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you seen what me and this guy's doing?
We're going to promote your podcast.
No. Just in passing. Like just a general response. Do you like it?
I'll tell you something. I wasn't going to say this, but I'm going to say something to you. Last night, I was at the Nova, is that what it's called?
Supernova.
At that place, with Spade. And these two girls came up to me. And they were like, you look at me too.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
All right. Don't just look at him. All right. Respect me.
Okay.
And these two girls came up to me and go, oh my God, we're huge Tiger Valley fans. And I go, cool. And they watch Bad Friends. And they were actually there to see Tim Dillon. So I go, oh, you like Tim too? She goes, yeah. Can we take photos? I go, yeah. And then they pulled me aside and they go, we're really hooked on Scissor Brothers. And I go, what? He's like, yeah. We think that has legs. Yeah.
You're lying.
I am.
Oh. Were you? Wait, what? Yeah. You lied the whole thing? You hooked us?
I lied. I did lie.
Bobby, we believe you.
I know.
Steve and I were looking at each other like we had a breakthrough.
I know. It felt good. I'll be honest with you. Steve.
Dude, what you just did? Hurt me to the freaking core.
I know, it was fun, though.
It hurt me to the core, what you just did.
I know, but could I...
Why did you do that?
Can I just say this, though?
Wow.
This was what you were warning me about, Steve.
What?
That hurt me so... I'm so...
Bro, just let it go. No,
pain
let it go.
Is just running through my veins, my friend.
Are you angry?
Oh, just so sad.
Guess what, though?
So sad.
Guess what, though?
What?
After this, if you guys want, I'll take you to dinner.
Really? You know what? Since you did this, I'm going to flip it on you. Have you seen our challenges?
Yeah, I saw your challenges. I saw the one that was really funny that when you guys ate the, I don't know what hot thing that you ate.
Hot sauce.
It was a hot sauce,
right?
Yeah.
What kind of hot sauce was it?
Oh, dude, it was.
So you got it from the farmer's market.
Yeah, it's called.
The hottest freaking hot sauce.
The hottest fucking hot sauce.
Right. It's called, and it made me, I told you, I called you about that. I go, it made me laugh so hard because. What was that last thing that you said when the, it was, you said?
Yeah, it's not affecting me. I feel great.
Yeah, at the end.
It was
I feel
so
real
hot.
Good, man. You go, I feel real good,
oh,
man.
Oh, dude, boogers.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then when you put the stuff on your dick.
Ben Gay. We did a Ben Gay
nut
challenge.
Really good.
Oh. Well, we have a challenge today.
For you.
Can we do it if it hurts? Well, can we do it at the end so that like I can?
No, it'd be good to do it now because what you did that hurt us, dude. That hurt our feelings.
DoorDash, Bob. If you forgot something at the store, if you want snacks, drinks, household essentials in 30 minutes, you can get that with DoorDash. If you don't know what DoorDash is, come on, dude. What planet are you living on?
You want Chinese? They want pizza? You want something? You're craving froyo? There's something for everyone at DoorDash.
That's right. DoorDash is going to focus on dinner so you can focus on resolutions that matter and getting your life together post-pandy. DoorDash connects you with the restaurants you love right now, right to your door.
And now you can get the grocery essentials you need with DoorDash, too. Get drinks, snacks, and other household items delivered in under an hour.
They got 300,000 partners in U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. You can support your neighborhood go-tos. Or choose from your favorite national restaurants like Popeyes and Cheesecake Factory.
For a limited time only, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code BADFRIENDS. 2021.
Again, download the DoorDash app and enter the code BADFRIENDS 2021. You'll get 25% off and zero delivery fees in your first order of $15 or more.
Liquid IV.
I have it almost every single day. Liquid IV created hydration multiplier plus immune support to maintain and strengthen your immune system. Look, everyone's freaking out right now and everyone wants to stay healthy because, you know, we just went through pandy. And the Hydration Multiplier Plus Immune Support is a cutting-edge blend of vitamin C, zinc, and Wellmune in convenient single-serving packets to help strengthen your immune system. You take them with you on the go.
And they have great, you know what I drink, why I like it? You know, I know it's good for the body, but they have great flavors.
Yeah, they
have flavors
very
like vitamin
good.
C.
They have flavors like tangerine. That's what it is.
You know, I wanted to say vitamin C.
Okay. Liquid IV can provide 2 to 3 times more hydration than water alone.
You know what I love?
Huh?
Zinc.
And zinc is good for you.
It's the most abundant trace mineral in your bodies, and it supports your immune cell system and health functions.
Wow. Well, Liquid IV has donated over 4 million servings in response to COVID-19, by the way. They're doing good. The company has donated over 10 million servings globally. They're giving back.
But they've also donated 4 million servings in response to the COVID-19, and products are being donated to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military.
Yeah, active military. Get your Liquid IV's Hydration Multiplier plus Immune Support in bulk at Costco or order it online and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code BADFRIENDS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you get better hydration today using promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com.
What is that? What is it?
Tiger bomb.
Tiger bomb. And then where do you put the tiger bomb? Where do you put?
Ask me again.
Why? Okay, where do you put the tiger bomb?
Our nuts.
Okay.
So, it's one for all, every man for himself. So, we're brothers, but I haven't won a challenge, so it's every man for himself.
Okay, you put, let me ask the rules.
This is going to be great.
No, let me ask the rules. Okay. Let me ask the rules. Yeah. Okay. So, you see me put the stuff on my nuts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to, we can't do it on camera, but I just need to know it's
no,
on
they'll
your...
censor it later. We just stand up and pop we'll our nuts out.
They'll censor it.
Yeah, they'll censor it.
So you have to, with your left hand, grab it like a tennis racket. We're going to evenly hold up, dude.
Can you
made me do the Ben Gay when I was a kid, man.
I know, I made you do it.
You owe me. But you owe
can
me
I
with
grab
the
my nuts the way I want to grab them?
You can
you
grab
want.
The way, but you have to nicely coat it evenly.
It can be a racquetball racket, a badminton racket.
I was thinking more ping pong-y.
Yeah. We're all going to do it together.
But you're not going to put it on my sack.
No, of course not. Every man
you know
for
what,
himself.
You know what?
Every man for himself.
You put it on my sack.
What the
Yeah.
That's not sanitary.
Yeah. You put it on my
dude,
sack.
You want to get COVID? What if I have COVID?
Yeah, I'm vaccinated.
But, dude, I might have some other shit.
No.
You don't want that.
You're putting it on
no,
my sack.
No, I'm not. I'm not putting this on your nutsack.
Why?
That's fucking dude, that's not sanitary. Jeremiah,
you just lost the challenge.
Wait, what? I have to do it?
Come on. You're my scissor, bro. Come on.
You
be a friend.
You're vaxxed, right, Jer?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah you put it on my nutsack.
You're vaxxed.
That's the only
I'm
way I'll
vaxxed.
Do it. I, because I
you
can't
won't do it
this.
Unless I put it on your nutsack.
Yeah.
And you what? You're putting it on mine?
No, you put it on your own.
No, you got to finish me off if I'm finishing you off.
No.
Okay, this is so, how this okay. works.
No, no, no. This is prison. If I put it on
this is
ball,
prison. I was
house,
in prison.
Dude.
I've been in prison longer.
You're back.
Let's look at comedy. Let's look at comedy like a prison. Okay? I've been in prison longer, so I know the ropes. You know what I mean? I have some power in prison, right? And you're a new inmate. We don't fuck each other the first year. I fuck you.
Jeremiah, you're my brother, dude. You got to do it.
You got to do it.
You're vaccinated, dude.
Why won't you do it?
But he's vaccinated.
I know, but why? But no, yeah, because you think it's gay? You think it's gay?
No.
You think it's incest?
No, I don't know. It's just, I'm not, he's more suitable.
I'll make you a deal. I'll do it, right?
What if he gets a nut and I get a nut?
Okay, that's fine.
We'll spread it.
That's
so,
fine. That's
Jeremiah,
fine.
You get one nut.
Okay, I'll get one nut. You get one nut.
And then I get one
all
nut.
All right, that feels
you're my
good.
Sister,
dude,
brother.
That's respect,
fine.
Bro.
That's you complete
get the,
respect.
You get the best of us. It'll be good. It's great content, man. It's great content.
So what are the rules? You put it on my nutsack, and then we continue?
And we put it on ours, too.
And then we continue to podcast.
Mm-hmm. No, but the thing is, whoever wipes it off.
How do you wipe it?
George, do you have baby wipes? So George, what I need from you, take a couple paper towels, go to the sink, dab the towels with some cold water. Okay.
Okay.
Help me with this.
Yeah.
And then
have them ready. The first person
have
who,
them ready on the table.
Who wipes them
the
off?
The first person.
Is
it might
person
be quick.
Who loses?
I'm gonna want to win.
Be so
I'm gonna want to win. I know, but
you
I'm,
know
all
it.
Right, all right.
Okay, so you get a nut
wait, first. You put it on first.
But Jeremiah, you have to get
I'll,
a nut
I'll
too.
I'll put it on a nut.
Okay.
Okay, but you guys put it on yourselves first, and then put it on me.
No, but no, then we have to do it.
We have to kind of do it simultaneously.
It's a love triangle.
Yeah, it's a love triangle.
All right, so we're all gonna put our nut sacks out.
Yes.
And then I'll stick. So you'll stick it on one,
yeah. And I'll just put it on the other.
Yeah.
But then you'll put, if you don't put it on yours, though.
Oh, we're, dude.
If you don't put it, if you double my sack, and then you guys don't put it on yours, we're shutting this thing down.
Oh, and I know.
And there's a problem.
I know, okay. I know.
There's a problem.
We'll do it. I'm going to be like that. I'm going to go like, I'll be.
You gotta watch. I got to see you do the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
No, you know what? You know, how about that? You do half a sack, right? And then I want to see you do the whole thing. And then. Because
but
I
dude, you gotta be.
All right, let's just do it. This is gonna be a disaster. This is gonna be a disaster.
Get it ready.
You're not seeing my dick.
I know. Okay.
Nice ass.
Oh, thanks, man.
Okay, so I'm gonna get one off.
Fucking idiot.
I'll get the right one. Are you ready?
Oh, wait. You go first. You go first.
What do you mean?
You put a little on her first!
Okay.
I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. Do you feel anything?
Not yet.
No,
I don't feel anything.
God damn it.
I don't feel anything.
Well, we might have to change it then.
No. We're not changing anything.
No, we do.
I don't feel anything.
I know, that's why we have to change it.
Wait.
You don't come up.
No, wait,
oh,
wait,
no,
wait.
Wait. I feel something.
I feel something.
I definitely feel something.
Yeah, I feel something now.
I definitely.
I feel it.
Isn't it fun, though?
It's not fun. It's not fun.
Steve, it's really starting to hurt.
It's not fun.
Do you guys give up?
No, I don't give up.
I'm not giving up
no,
yet.
No, let's continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue.
Oh, that's cool.
What?
It's a cool, like, a cold wind.
Yeah, it's like my ball's got in a fight with Sub-Zero.
Mine feels like a microwave. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
It's burning and freezing at the same time.
Yeah, it burns and freezes. Yeah. So anyway, let's continue.
Yeah.
So the baby, is it... Hold on.
Okay.
So the baby... No, hold on. So is the baby cry at night?
Yeah.
It does?
It does, yeah.
You guys, I know.
You guys can handle it.
I can handle it. Look at
we might have we have to raise it up a couple notches though.
Why?
We do. Because it I feel it, but I think we'd feel it more in our butt.
I'm not putting it in my butt.
Come on, dude.
We already did it on my sack.
This is great content. I'm telling you, this is great content. Dude, man, people would love this to see this.
And a bit
people would
I
love
don't
it.
Understand how you're not feeling it though. I don't understand
I don't
why
know
you're
how
not,
he's feeling
not feeling
it right now. It's killing me right now. It hurts so bad.
It hurts
bad.
So bad to me right now.
It does?
Yeah.
It feels good.
Dude, Steve, it's getting hot in here, dude.
Yeah, it's so bad.
It is.
Let's talk about your baby. And how about this?
No.
No, Jeremiah. Stop.
Don't. No, let's think about this.
No, I want.
We'll raise it up.
Steve, are you getting hot?
So,
oh yeah.
So no. So Jeremiah. Jeremiah.
Brother shirts.
Let's just do this, okay?
No, it's just, you know, promotion. It's promotion, baby. You know, we need help.
Oh, Jeremiah, let's just do this. Yeah. Pretend you're in an acting scene.
Okay.
Right? This podcast is a film. Okay. Right? Yeah. Steven Spielberg is directing. Uh-huh. Yeah. And you cannot, you know, let anyone know. No, what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
To try to, no, you're not, I can still see that you're suffering.
What?
So right now, if people tuned in right now to the podcast, they would see the Lee brothers as if nothing happened, but they would look at you and they'd be like, oh my God, that guy's going through something.
I'm perfectly normal, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So,
you want me to do an acting scene?
No, just pretend it's not happening. Okay. So your baby. Mm-mm. No, sir.
You guys, this is not strong. We got to do something.
Honestly, you need to go to the hospital.
No, let's do
we
this.
We have to figure out what's going on with your physiology.
This is the next.
How much do your balls hurt?
Because it burns so bad right now.
No, that's not. This is nothing. I thought it'd be more.
Yeah.
We do our penises next, then the butthole. Like how we did the Bengay. We got to do the whole the thing, you know? Or else we're just half-ass doing it. So go choose next. So go back in the corner, guys. Come on. Please.
What do we do? But no asshole.
No, but if...
Penis, no asshole.
Oh, okay.
No asshole. Right. I won't do my asshole.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But, dude, we have to do our own.
We're not going to take your penis. Okay. Yeah. I have to see you do it first. And you go first. So the baby is your baby a crier? Does it cry at night?
Yeah, occasionally.
But are you staying up? Like who's in charge of staying up? Who's in charge of staying up? Is it you and your wife? You have to share duties?
It's mainly my wife because I've been busy editing the Scissor Brothers podcast.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then like I had a gig in Ventura last night, so she watched the baby while I was gone doing shows.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You can't think, can you? Your brain is frozen, isn't it?
No, I'm not trying. I'm a professional.
The fear has set in, my friend.
I'm a professional.
The fear has set in.
I'm a professional. I'm a professional. Yeah, so for me, you know, I'm going.
It hurts, doesn't it?
Yeah. So for
Steve,
me.
Does your penis hurt now?
Yes. It doesn't get better.
Yeah, so what I'm saying to you. Yeah. So what I'm saying is I'm going. Stop. Let's be serious.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Let's start over. And I want people to feel.
You're sweating.
You're sweating.
I want people to.
You're sweating right now.
Let's start over. I'm going to start the podcast over. And let's make people pretend that we didn't do it, okay? All right? So here we go, right? 5, 4, 3.
We're bad friends.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Bad Friends. And we've got my brother Steve. I haven't seen you in a while.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we've got. Jules there? Jules is there? Yeah, yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Tito Bobby.
Hello, Jules. Welcome back. I mean, well, hello. Anyway, so, dude, I haven't seen you in so long.
Yeah, it's good seeing you.
Yeah, yeah.
Real good seeing you.
You want to do a prayer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do a prayer.
Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to meet today and congregate, and thank you for such a beautiful day. Thank you for our food that we eat every day and just allowing all these great opportunities that you're providing. We say this in your name, Lord. Amen.
It's a good prayer.
Thank you.
It's a really good prayer.
When does it go away?
It won't.
What do you mean it won't?
Yeah, it won't go away. So, I'm going out of town. I'm going out of town. Yeah.
You have some show dates?
Yeah, no, I'm going to do shoot a movie in Hungary.
Oh, that's right. Next week, yeah, yeah. That's right. Are you? Yeah. Oh, so what's your role? Like, can you tell us about your
role?
No,
I don't want to talk about the role. Oh, but I don't want to talk about the role.
Did you have to audition for it?
Yes, I did have to audition for it. That's the
team. Are you crying?
Yeah.
Look at this. You okay?
No.
Okay. You give
Let's
up.
Let's keep going. No, I'm not going to give up.
Do you give up?
No. I don't give up. So I'm going away. You know, and it's funny because I was in Oklahoma last week. So I've been kind of going out, and I've been going out in the town and eating dinner with friends. It's been good. I feel like everything's coming back.
You said you had some good barbecue in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
What's your favorite kind of barbecue?
Yeah.
It wasn't barbecue that I ate. I ate at steakhouses.
Steakhouses?
Yeah. What I do is, yeah, anyway. What happened was, you know those scooters,
the birds?
Yeah, I did that.
This is not enough, guys. You guys, you cut the act, really. You know what we have to do.
Buttholes?
Yeah, we have to.
Steve.
We have to, look at his left eyeball. We have to do it.
Steve.
What?
We're not doing our buttholes.
We have to.
Steve?
It's this trifecta.
Steve.
Boom, boom, boom. Right, Jeremiah? Back me up, dude. Scissor brother.
We got to do it.
We have to do it.
And then how do we do it? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. What does it entail?
You have to really swirl in your donkomok.
Inside the hole?
Yeah. Inside the butthole. Inside. Uh-huh. Yeah. We have to, right?
Yeah.
We have to do it.
Uh-huh.
Dude, it's great content. Trust me. Trust me. It's great content. Great.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. Can I ask you this?
What? Isn't it fun, though?
It's not fun. It's absolutely not fun.
Okay.
Okay? I came here, I had all these ideas of how we're going to do the podcast. It's all out the window.
What do you mean? You can't think?
No. So let me ask you this, my friend.
What?
Let me ask you this, friend.
Yeah.
So you said the sack first. We did it.
Yeah.
Right? I guess the pain wasn't, you know what I mean, that great for you.
Yeah.
So then you went, let's try penis. Right? We did the penis. Okay?
That was worse.
Right. It feels bad now.
Yeah, it does.
Real bad. Okay? Now, what makes you think the asshole is going to, have you tried it on your asshole?
Yeah, it's heightened like crazy.
It's going to be heightened because it's more...
Is this more of a sensitive area?
Yeah, it's a sensitive area.
The penis head is not more sensitive than the asshole?
Well, no. Let's find out. Let's find out. I don't... right, Jeremiah? Oh.
Oh, my goodness, Steve. I got to see you put it in your asshole. I got to see you put it in the asshole.
Okay. Hurry up.
That's
hurry up.
Go ahead.
I did the dick tonight!
Okay!
Hurry up! You guys are stalling! Hurry up! Dude, you're... Go!
Hurry up!
You guys are stalling!
Back away! I don't want you around here! I'm doing it!
I
want
to make sure you do it!
I am gonna do it! You can see me do it!
Yeah. You guys are stalling, please.
I'm going.
Okay.
I'm old.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Go back to the seat. Okay. Heel seat.
Did you do it?
I think so. I think you did. Now we're good.
Can I say something?
What?
You're right. Steve, you're absolutely correct. It is more sensitive. It is more sensitive than the penis. It's unusual. You discover things every day.
It's a new level.
You would think the penis head would hurt.
It's the top level.
It's the top.
Yeah, wow.
Nirvana.
It's not Nirvana.
Oh.
No, that's not Nirvana.
Okay.
It's the polar opposite of Nirvana.
Oh, it's a hell.
Yeah, it's hell.
How are you feeling, man?
I'm not even kidding. Are you guys seeing any black specks right now?
I do. I was seeing black specks on my penis. Yeah. So let's regroup.
Yeah.
I'm being real. Let's start over.
Okay, let's start. All right, so let's put our acting hats. Okay, never happened.
Watch this shit. Right, you want to watch some shit?
Yeah.
Hold on. Just let me do it.
Okay, stay with me.
We're bad friends.
Try smiling. It's hard.
Okay. Look at me. Oh, great.
Welcome to another episode of Bad Friends. I'm Bobby. Andrew's out of town. Right, so we have my brother filling in.
Thanks for having me.
And we got
me.
Jeremiah Watkins. They have a new podcast called Scissor Brothers.
Yeah.
How's that experience going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah.
Every week we come up with new challenges. Mm-hmm. What else, Jeremiah?
We do a lot of music together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We do musical things. Oh, we have a lot of fan mail.
How did that come about, Scissor Brothers?
Well, the name comes from Steve. You're sweating a lot. The name comes from Steve and I started trimming each other's pubes years ago
at Jeremiah Wonders. And then someone said Scissor Bros.
And then somebody said that we're Scissor Brothers.
So it just stuck.
It just stuck. And we had the same pair of scissors we found out at both of our homes.
No, but initially, when you guys started, how did it start?
Well, the show is called Good Friends for the first episode. It was like April Fool's.
So I was wondering.
It was a joke. Yeah,
yeah, but I was wondering where that came from.
Well, so it was a play on Bad Friends.
It was a play on Bad Friends.
And we did like a,
but it was a one-off.
It was a one-off.
Yeah.
ShipStation! Look, ShipStation is the number one shipping software for e-commerce sellers with more 5-star reviews than literally anybody else. It automates any shipping task. It's so easy.
Bro, if you're an online shipping company and you have products that you don't use ShipStation, you're a loser. They're the best.
Yeah, they are the best by far.
Yeah, we use it all the time.
No matter what you're selling, Amazon, Etsy, your own website, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. It's that easy.
You'll get access to amazing discounts with major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, and USPS. Easily compare carriers and choose the best solution every time.
Every single time with ShipStation, small business can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies with other contracts or commitments. So ship more in less time. Use our offer code
BADFRIENDS
to get a 60-day free trial. 2 months free. No hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in
Bad Friends.
That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code
Bad Friends. Make
ship happen. Hello, Tushy.
Oh, my God. You can eat a fried egg off of my asshole.
I've done it twice.
And
it's all thanks to Hello, Tushy.
And the reason why is because, you know, I used to have a mess of a asshole.
A gross tush.
It looked like the aerial view of Vietnam.
It was like after asshole. Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, like something. And
the
IAD
cleanup
went
was
off.
Insane.
And now I clean my asshole with beautiful water from Hello Tushy.
Hey, look, your dad has wiped your ass for years. Return the favor with a perfect gift for Father's Day from Hello Tushy. All right, bring your pops into the future with a brand new Hello Tushy 3.0 modern bidet attachment. It's stylish. It's so easy to install. Bob and I both installed one here and at our houses. It's
Hello
Tushy
3.0 cleans butt like a champ,
like
but
a
it doesn't
champ.
Stop there. It cleans itself with the Smart Spray automatic self-cleaning nozzle.
Plus, every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. If your dad already has his Hello Tushy on his toilet, blow him away with an upgrade with the new Hello Tushy 3.0. If he's new to the revolution, have him join millions of happy Hello Tushy customers right now for a clean butt with every flush.
Give the gift of a clean butt. Go to HelloTushy.com/BadFriends to get 10% off plus free shipping.
Special offer for our listeners at HelloTushy.com/BadFriends for 10% off.
HelloTushy.com/BadFriends.
You guys give up?
Mm-mm.
Santo.
Listen to me.
Santo ki tokiya odinin ganyanya. Kamchi.
You know the song?
Oh, Ninin Ganin Ya. Yeah.
It's an old Korean
Korean song.
It's an old Korean song that my mom used to sing to us to go to bed. How about this one?
Okay. Na honja.
No, that's not.
Okay.
What?
Na honja.
Ari.
Ari.
Yeah, I don't know the rest,
okay,
do you?
No.
Yeah.
I want to join in so bad.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Did you see Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, that's out?
I saw it.
Yeah, it's on HBO.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw
it. So, how was it? Was it pretty good?
Some people hate it, but I thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, I thought it was fun. I thought it was better than the 95.
I thought it was way better, than the 95.
And the first 10 minutes of it was really.
Dude, I'm so sorry. I thought it'd be good, you know, like fun. It would mix things up with Bad Friends because you guys don't do challenges. I thought it'd be a good idea. Back me up. What do you think?
I thought it was going to be a good idea, too.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea. Yeah. Dude, you're crying.
Because anger. It's out of sadness, I promise you. It's out of furious. I'm furious.
Are you really?
I'm sorry. I'm really upset.
How do we make it up? I'm sorry.
There's no way to make it up.
Wait, there's no way to make it up?
No.
Can we still go to dinner after this?
No. Why not? That's out.
Why not?
Come on.
Listen, you don't fucking look up shit, right? If I die.
Well, I could die too.
Yeah, but what if I died?
What if I died?
No, what if I died and you didn't die?
No, I would die.
What if I died? I just had a son.
That would be terrible. Yeah, that would be terrible. But, you know what I mean? That would be awful. But I'm just saying that what if you guys lived and I died from this stupid fucking prank thing that you did? How would you feel?
I'd feel horrible.
We'd feel like a bad friend.
I would kill myself probably.
Don't say that.
No, if you died because of a tiger bomb in
your
butt.
How funny would that be?
If I
died and then you killed yourself, how funny would that be?
Be poetic,
and then mom gets the call.
Oh.
Yeah. Ring, ring. I'm sorry. Hello, Mrs. Lee?
Yes?
Yeah. Are you the mother of... Bobby and Stephen Lee?
Oh, yes. Are they okay?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I have to tell you. They both passed away.
What happened?
No.
Oh.
That's not what you would hear.
Oh.
This is what you would hear. The phone drop. That's what you'd hear.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Because of my dumb idea.
Yeah. Right? Then she picks it up. What happened? Right?
Mm.
Well, your brother, Steve, is that Steve, your youngest son?
Yeah.
Right? He, you know, they do podcasts. I know they do podcasts. Right? He brought over a tiger bomb.
What's tiger bomb? She knows what it is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, tiger bomb. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Steve told your brother to stick it on his testicles.
Keep going.
His penis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And inside his anus.
Why?
Of course.
Yeah.
Because that's the question.
Why?
Why? You know what his response would be?
What?
I don't know. That's what the police officer's response would be.
All right, you guys.
I don't know. And then.
Let's wipe it off, guys.
No, just stop. Okay. No, I'm not wiping it off. Okay. I'd rather die. I'd rather die to teach you a lesson.
No.
Yeah, I'd rather die to teach you a lesson.
I don't want that to happen. Yeah, yeah. So let me say something right now.
And then what happens? And then mom goes,
and
then what happened
to Steve? And you know
what happened to Steve? Oh, he felt so guilty because Bobby died from the poisoning. It poisoned his body.
Steve shot himself
in the face with a shotgun.
Yeah, let's end the joke.
And then what would mom do?
Oh, she would be devastated.
She would kill herself.
Devastated.
And there goes our family.
Okay, you guys, the joke's over. You guys want to wipe yours off?
No, I refuse. You're keeping it on for the rest of the podcast. Teach you a lesson.
Can we still go out to eat after this?
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm hungry.
Okay. We're bad friends.
Tell me about your dreams. Steve, tell me about your dreams.
Dude, your fingers are weird.
What are you talking about?
They're like clubbing.
What are you talking about? Really?
Yeah, your fingers are clubbing.
Like what? Like a caveman?
No.
Let's talk about. Yeah, what, yeah. What
so
you, talk?
You know how the nails, you know,
oh my
your
God.
Arteries and stuff are closing up. So now your nails are like how what's the guitarist for the Rolling Stones, Keith Richards? Mm-hmm. You know his fingers are clubbing.
My fingers are clubbing.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you could you tell?
Let me look at your fingernails. Yeah, look at your index. This one right here.
This one.
Mine are clubbing as well.
What?
But they start curling. That's what you know your arteries are like clogging up and getting tight.
So it's like
stroke is.
What?
Yeah.
Now yeah. Do you think about that? Because it's like
I'm on blood pressure medication.
You are? Oh, blood thinners?
No, blood pressure medication.
Oh my!
What? So I don't want to get a stroke. Dad got a stroke. You know what my brother and I did?
Hmm.
Our grandmother We went to Korea. Our grandmother was paralyzed from the neck down. And did we ever tell you the story?
No.
And one day my dad walks in, and my grandmother never left one room for like 25 years. She just sat against this wall, smiling.
Oh, the bee stingers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she's just, they're smiling. And one day she's just sitting there smiling, and my dad looked at her body, and there's all these welts on her body.
Yeah.
And she goes, dad comes to us and goes, "What? How come grandma? She got all these things on her body, right?" And my brother and I go, "We don't know." Right? And then the next day, my dad walks into the room, and he catches my brother and I taking these sticks and just
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just hitting your
Because she can't feel anything, so what's the harm?
I don't remember that.
And she's just standing there like this. Because I think she was just happy that we were like paying her any
attention. You used her as a human punching
I don't think we
bag?
Did that. I don't remember that.
Yeah, we did.
I remember her getting stung by bee stingers.
How?
They would give her these...
we hit her with sticks at one
no,
time.
No, I remember bee stingers. Maybe
the both can be true.
I don't remember hitting her with the sticks. I think I would have remembered that.
I think you blocked it out of your mind.
What?
Yeah.
We must.
I think there's a lot of things that you blocked out of your mind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But I don't remember hitting her.
Can you tell? I've explained to them. I explained to these people on my podcast about the fight that you saw me. Who did I fight when we were kids?
Oh, Derek.
We talked about it.
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can I hear your point of view of what happened?
Oh, yeah. It was the whole talk of the town. All the kids knew. He beat your ass. Yeah.
But where did he beat me at my ass?
It was like this grassy knoll, an open lot.
Yeah.
You know, attached to Martin Coit.
Yeah.
More towards the hill.
Yeah.
And dude, the whole school was there.
Yeah.
The whole, created, like straight out of the movies, the whole
yeah, they created
this
whole circle.
There was, it was like a scene in a movie.
A scene in a movie.
And he was just beating you down, beating you down.
Sorry. I know.
My mom had to save him.
Your mom,
she happened
mom
to
rescued
drive by,
you?
She
yeah.
drive by to save me.
She happened to be driving by, and then she saw her son just getting beat the crap out.
Yeah. And were you ashamed that day?
Yeah, but you know what? I don't want to demoralize you. You know, we've talked about this. Let's talk about a positive. When I was in seventh or eighth grade,
a
positive story about you.
Yeah.
I kind of talked about it in passing on King and the Sting.
Okay.
But I want to be more
in
depth. It was a good time. Yeah, they did. Yeah, I'm going back in like a week and a half.
They betrayed you and then they brought you back in?
Yeah, they brought me back in.
Yeah.
But anyway,
Can we talk about King and the Sting real quick?
Yeah, we can.
Yep. So when we played the prank here, where I called Nick, right, the producer, by saying that...
I didn't cry, though. I didn't cry.
What do you mean?
Because you said that I cried. I didn't cry.
And it opened up this whole thing where people were messaging Steve saying, hey, you're a pussy, you cried.
Yeah.
A lot of trolls came after Steve
Look
for crying.
A lot of people...
Did you cry?
No.
You didn't?
No, I
made that up?
Yeah. You
I'm
fabricate.
Sorry.
Thanks a lot. Now you say sorry.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you know the power of your word. If you say something,
words are very powerful.
If you just
my words are very powerful.
Very powerful.
But can I say this though? At the time, right when you're telling,
I know
a story,
you were glamorizing.
I
know, but you're kind of you're sprinkling it up a little bit.
But
I didn't cry though at all. I was upset.
Yeah, but when I called Nick, right?
Yeah.
Because the whole thing, is that when I said he cried? Because when I called Nick?
Yes.
Right. So just listen.
All right.
So when I'm calling Nick on a prank, right? Obviously, you're going to exaggerate it.
Yeah.
Right? I was thinking about adding other things. You know what I mean?
Right.
That he almost hung himself in a closet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But those details come back to me.
Right. And I just learned a new lesson.
I'm telling you.
So what did people say?
What are you, a pussy?
Yeah.
What?
But
you know,
crying is a natural human emotion, no?
But these guys are like trolls. They're like, oh, you fucking cried, you pussy, blah, blah, blah. What the hell you cry for?
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself. You know what I mean? Like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Day after day.
You exaggerate, dude. Like, because you said that
you
Santino.
You do exaggerate.
Because you said Santino got a lawyer. He was thinking about getting a lawyer to sue Steve and I for the good friends April Fools.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a bunch of trolls hitting him up thinking that was real because you exaggerated.
It's chaos.
Yeah, it's chaotic.
You love it. You thrive
I think you
in
do
chaos.
A part of
you,
you like
it.
You thrive
I don't. It makes me feel like shit. It makes me feel like shit.
Really?
Yeah,
do you really?
Really?
Is that an act?
Yeah, no, it's not an act. Let me say something right now, okay?
Because your words matter.
I understand.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you that it makes me feel shame. Just put that down.
Okay, sorry.
It makes me feel shame. It makes me feel bad. I know there's these, you know, consequences that happen that aren't,
time.
You know, that aren't in the forefront of my mind when I'm doing these mischievous, you know what I mean, verbal assaults, you know, on my friends.
No, that's
and my
fine.
Family, right? Will I stop? No.
Okay, that's fine.
Look at me right now.
That's fine.
Look at me right now.
Yeah.
I will not stop.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
Can I go back to my story when I felt proud of you?
I'd love to.
Okay. So we're at the Poway High School gym, and he was wrestling another Asian kid from Monta Vista.
This story. I remember that match.
And so this kid was his nemesis. He was good. I think his name was Pineapple or something. He was from
Wait,
from Monta Vista.
There's an Asian kid named Pineapple?
We were racist. We were racist. He was Filipino and had a mustache. And
but
Steve,
he was an Asian versus Asian.
Right, but you called him Pineapple.
No, that was the nickname that the whole team called him that.
I think
he
came from you, though. Let's call him Pineapple.
I don't think
let's call him Pineapple.
No,
everyone starts calling him
Pineapple.
See what
he's doing with his words again? I'm putting my foot
There's
down.
No, way
no. It didn't come from me, ladies and gentlemen. Again, he's exaggerating.
Why would anyone shame you?
Fabricating
Why would anyone
the
shame
story.
You on a comment saying
fabricating
that it was
the story? Let's stick with the positivity. I want to get to where I felt proud of you. Okay.
Okay.
Just let him say he's proud. All right. Of you, dude.
It went to overtime
against this
kid from Monta Vista. This Filipino kid from Monta Vista, who was good, by the way. They both get back into the middle of the circle. And this other kid, it was like the scene from, you know, Karate Kid 1, you know, Daniel versus Johnny. This kid did like a whole Bruce Lee like pose. And it was like the ending of that scene. And you know what my brother did? He blew him a kiss. He went like this. He went. And then the whistle blew. My brother went down for a double. And freaking slammed him on. He slammed him. He won in overtime. And I was on as a kid on the side of the mat, just like so freaking proud. Like, what the fuck? Yeah.
You know what Coach Brandsitter said?
What?
He didn't say anything. He did one of those things in movies.
Like, what do you mean?
Where I looked at him from.
Do you
afar.
Remember that match?
I do. I looked at him afar from the gym. He looked at me, and guess what he did? He went like this. Right, he did like a nod, like,
dude, that was the proudest I've ever
felt. And it made
felt.
Me go, he likes me, you know. I remember that feeling. Can I just say, because
the Jay Leno thing was cool, you booking Mad TV was awesome, but for me as a younger brother, I felt the most proudest at that moment. No, because it's like it was like a movie to me. I was like, it was cinematic, man.
Yeah.
It was literally, this match was literally to the final moment.
Can
and,
I tell you my proud moments to you?
Don't talk about state. Please.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
My brother was ranked probably 2 in California, right? All of California in his weight division.
103.
He would go to like CIF, right?
3 years in a row.
You go to the CIF. It's like, you know, like as a kid... You know, they had the tunnel, you know what I mean, with the smoke. And they would call my brother's name down. And my brother would run through this tunnel as if it's like the WWF or whatever. And my brother would, like, do moves on the mat that, like, was inspiring to me. Like, one time a guy stood up. My brother had, it was on
the
bottom.
Yeah, it was
Joe Tizak stood up.
From
my
Mark
brother,
Carmel.
You know, my brother put his right hand right over his under his shoulder and took his neck. And snapped him back from standing position, right? And the whole audience went, right? You're right? And he would do that every year, and he was supposed to win state.
Okay, I didn't like. I don't know where you're going right now. I like that.
I know.
I like that first part. That was beautiful.
You were ranked number 2. And everyone, when my brother, you know what I mean? I'm not going to go into state, but I'm just saying.
Go ahead. No, just do it.
I'm not
going
to do it.
If you do it, do it all the way. If you do it,
I'll do it all the way.
Go all the way.
I'll do it all the way. So my brother was like in like the newspaper. People would write articles. They have a plaque in the he has a record still, you know what I mean, in the Poway High School wrestling gym.
Fastest pin. 5 seconds.
Yeah. My brother was like, he's going to win the whole thing, right? Because everyone at state was guys he just manhandled, right? And then I drove. It was in Stockton. So I'm from San Diego.
Drove all the way there.
Yeah, and my
Give
mom.
Me a hug.
Not later, after the, okay, after the okay. story. I don't know if I want to hug you after the story, actually.
Okay.
I'll hug now.
Okay,
let's hug
okay. now. Let's hug it out.
I drove like 9 hours.
Yeah.
Or up there. No hotel, just 9 hours. And I sat in my seat, my brother's first match. And as soon as I saw my brother walk onto the mat, I almost got back in my fucking car and drove back.
You knew.
I knew. There was fear in his eyes. I've never seen, you know what I mean, fear manifest in a body.
That's when my alcoholism was like,
it was like this. It was like this. It was like this.
Frozen.
Frozen. Here's a guy
like a statue.
In every other tournament would just, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Just eye people, right? What's up? You know what I mean? And
I
then
froze. I froze.
His face was like, you know,
like a statue.
No, like in Aliens. You remember that little creature comes on the face?
Yeah.
It was as if they took the creature off, mm-hmm. right? And he was on the mat, blood squirting out of his...
Do you even know the depression that I went through after that?
I know, I'm sorry.
I went deep into depression.
Yeah.
Suicidal.
You know, I feel bad because I should be more supportive.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
I should be more supportive.
I learned a lesson.
What's the lesson?
You can't let fear dictate your life and the way you navigate through life.
Because
to be honest with you, I was my worst enemy.
Mm.
You know? So like, because I've replayed that event in my
head.
Why
do you think about that thing?
No, because you learn lessons from it.
What is it? Okay, so
the lesson is, let's say if I tried my very best and wasn't fearful and I lost, I'd be okay with that. It's because the fear set in and I wasn't at my best. That's where I have the problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I had a similar thing happen.
What happened?
Yeah, go ahead, Jeremiah.
Spelling bee.
Go ahead.
Is this real? This is real.
This is real?
Okay.
I went to regionals.
Did you really?
Yes. I was going to go to nationals. I had learned every single word in fifth grade.
Wow.
I killed it at state. We went to Texas. I'm from Kansas. So I went from Kansas to Texas, and then the next step was nationals.
Wow. Did you have the little number thing?
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because fear, I knew the word. I knew the word, and it's the first and last time I got legit stage fright. I spelled the word wrong, and I knew that I was doing it wrong because I was fear, because I wanted out.
You
of
were so
the,
scared.
Yeah.
Were you purposely said it wrong because of the fear?
I think,
or because the fear set in, you couldn't think straight. You knew it.
I knew it. It was the word. It was an easy word.
What was the
People
word?
Were getting lullaby.
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 Yeah.
Do you know how hard I kicked myself after?
I still can't spell that word. Let me try lullaby.
Okay.
I'll try it too.
L-U-L-L-A-B-Y?
Yes.
That's it?
That's correct.
That's it.
That's a lullaby?
Yep.
You couldn't spell that?
I spelled it L-U-L.
Yeah.
And then I went.
You froze too.
A-B-Y. And then go, I'm sorry. And I knew I was spelling it wrong.
Oh, my God. Were your parents in the audience?
Yes. My mom had flown to Texas with me.
Well, she's probably, imagine the shame in the audience.
I mean, all these kids like around me were like,
I'm so sorry.
Nailing like really hard words. And I was like, okay, I know that one. Okay,
that was meant to be though, because we're scissor brothers now. We both... We both went through a similar. Dude, I feel close to you, dude.
From the ashes we rose.
Yeah, 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 like we have. We share that. In
right.
One, two. Come on, Bob.
Three, four. Five.
I don't know what this is. I've never done this.
Seven.
What's it?
Eight. 100. Nine.
No, we're not doing. I'm not doing. Okay. Okay, I'm not doing 100. Okay.
That's it's something that we do to cleanse.
Yeah,
the power.
Yeah. So that's interesting. You know, I've had a lot of.
But have you dealt with that?
Oh, I didn't.
Fear.
I'll tell you. I'll tell you a story.
Tell me a story.
So 3 years ago, I don't care because Amy Poehler is producing this pilot, right? And I'm like, you know, I'm going to fucking get it. You know, so I memorized it from backwards and forwards. And I go, I'm sitting in the, now I'm at, I don't know, NBC or whatever. I'm sitting there and I don't even have the script in my hand. I just have it like this because I know it. You know what I mean? It's memorized. So I'm just, and I'm also so cocky about it. I'm like sitting in my chair like this. Other actors walk in. What's up? I know I'm going to get it.
You're going to get it. You're going to book it. Yeah.
And then the lady goes, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. About time.
I walk in, and I didn't know that she was going to be there. Amy Poehler's there, right? She's sitting there. And like, in my head, I'm like, oh, let's start. I have it, right? Then she does this. Bobby! I go, hey! She goes, she introduces me, everyone in the room. And as that, during that process, I'm like, it's all now gone. I don't know the first word.
Oh, no.
Yeah? So then I start the audition. As soon as I say the first word, I go right into the page. And I literally put the fucking page in front of my face, and I just read it like that.
Oh, my God.
Right? And I'm like, also, the page is doing this. Let's suppose this is the script.
Yeah.
This is what they see.
I'm sorry.
Because I'm so scared, right? And I go, thank you. And I try to justify it. And I go like this. I go, I should have memorized it. Sorry, I just cold read it just to justify it. And she goes,
she
out loud.
She did that.
Yes, I swear to God. I walked in the hallway and I had this big long bottle of smart water.
Oh, you hit it.
I hit my head over
that,
the head.
I remember that.
Yeah, 50 times.
I remember what you did after. You went
and
boom,
I was
boom.
Bleeding down my face.
He was hitting himself.
Punishing like myself.
This. Before you even mistake. Left the lot?
No, yeah, in your car, right?
In my car.
Yeah.
I'm driving and just banging myself. When I got home, my face was bleeding. Because she's like, what happened? Get in a car accident? I just auditioned.
Oh.
Just an audition.
You walked in, I booked it.
Yeah. But like, you know, I've had so many of those experiences where I would audition for something.
Get close?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just a disaster. Okay. And I would be in my car crying in shame.
Over an audition?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had those too.
And no, I learned, right? Now it's different. That was years ago. That maybe 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now it's completely different. I'm, you know, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Now because I, you know, I have Tiger Belly and I have this, you know what I mean? And this, you know, and then for some reason now, it all that kind of stuff, I needed money, right? That's what it is. I always... There's a time where it's like,
well, if you're desperate, it comes through always.
Right. I'm like, I need to book something so I can get my career going, right? And there was years where I wasn't, and so then I was like, I would punish myself, and then one day I just went, you know what? I'm just gonna do my own thing, which is Bad Friends and Tiger Belly and podcasting and stand up and that other kind of stuff that I have control over, and then the other stuff just came along with that, right? But yeah, I know what that shame is like.
Yeah, it hurts.
And I think but the reason why you beat yourself up over state is because of the trauma that you felt growing up in our house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to deal with that trauma.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah.
You know, when dad beat you with that little Casio keyboard when completely naked, my brother had a friend over.
Was it really?
Derek's.
Oh yeah, the guy that beat me up's brother.
Was it really a Casio like that one?
Yeah, but no, it was a little one.
It was the first sampling keyboard where you, like the Freddy Krueger one, you could go, hey, you know?
Yeah.
Like a second of sampling time.
Yeah, and then my brother was playing it to him, and dad was taking a nap.
During the daytime. Around this time, yeah.
And my dad came in, yeah, shikara! That's like, shut up, you know what I mean?
But butt naked.
Completely naked. And what he had in his ass?
Tiger bomb?
No, tissue paper.
Tissue paper.
Like a string, like dental floss?
Like he had a fucking tampon in his asshole.
Sticking out of his butthole, yeah. Scared the shit out of me. Yeah. But that's the only thing I
remember. He looked like a Korean kite.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes in and he goes, shikara. He takes a Casio keyboard.
He rips the keyboard out of the socket.
Right.
And like a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, we're on our stomachs just playing with this thing.
And they're eight.
Yeah. And he just beats me like a hammer, like boom. Boom,
imagine
boom.
Your friend, his friend.
Oh, he never came.
He never came
over
again. Never came over again.
That's it.
Yeah,
my dad did that with Street Fighter 2 on Super Nintendo. Because my brother and I, he didn't beat us, but he took it to his workbench.
Yeah,
he goes, you boys are gonna fight. He took a sledgehammer.
Yeah,
fight over this.
Oh my god!
Broke it to pieces. Brand new video game. No, why? Why? Christmas gift gone.
Did he buy another one?
He one time hid our 007 Goldeneye
yeah.
as a punishment because we were fighting over it again.
Yeah.
And then he forgot where he hid it.
And you never saw it again?
Uh-uh.
What if it's still there somewhere like behind a wall?
In the, house?
In the house.
It might be.
Wait, do they still live in the same house?
What? My dad and my brother and my mom or what?
No, where he hit that Goldeneye.
Oh, no, we don't know. We don't live in that house. That's like a childhood.
Well, was that a difficult question?
I don't know. Dude, my butthole is
so I know. I'm still in pain. I think we're doing okay with that
yeah,
being
we've
pain.
Been doing great.
Yeah. So
do you guys still feel it, though? I didn't want to.
Yeah.
I do.
Do you guys I'm just still saying, feel like, it? If there's...
It's more of a, like...
It's a weird sensation.
It's like a little ice cube in my butthole.
Yeah, it's cooling off.
It feels still feel like a little ice cube in my butthole.
Does it burn at all?
A little bit, yeah.
I think I have blood in my shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but it's weird when you experience it. Now, would you not? Let me ask yourself this though, because you have Wilder now, your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna do that shit with him?
No, you're a great dad. You're not gonna do any of that.
Are you sure though? What
no,
if that's
you're not.
What you just maybe because they drive you so crazy that you just resort to certain things.
No,
I don't think.
I think I'll go more the disappointment route.
Yeah, or timeout. I mean? The timeout route. Yeah,
I don't know if timeout works.
Oh,
if because when your parents get disappointed with you, that's longer lasting than rage and everything like that.
Yeah, because rage and stuff like that, it lingers within the kid too, right? And it just kind of manifests itself in weird ways as an adult.
Maybe that's why you're not gonna have kids, huh?
I want it.
Do you?
Yeah, but dude, it's like
what?
Time.
What do you mean time?
We're getting older.
I could still have it. Look at Steve Martin.
Well,
yeah, he had kids at like 70.
Well, how old was he?
At 70.
At 70.
Oh, okay, you're good.
But
then.
Now you see him, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With a 6-year-old kid.
Do you want?
He's
kids?
In a walker and he's at the park. You know
do you
mean?
Want it?
You know, I look at
because you're right. At the age. You know
what age?
No,
what age?
Okay, I'm sorry. But you know,
yeah, I'm 50. I'm not even 50
I know,
50
but
yet.
This is a good age. To
it's
have
a great
it.
Age.
Yeah.
I'm in it. At a good age.
Are you guys going to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to. But here's the deal. You know, Kalila's dad was 60 when he had her.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like, but if I'm going to do it, I have to do it now.
You should do it now.
Yeah, I want to do it now. I want to be like, because when I'm 70, my kid will be 20, he'll be out of the house, and then maybe I can.
Do you still have sperm? Do you have like healthy?
Yeah, do you still have sperm, Bobby?
It's like not dust bubbles.
First of all,
like a library book. Like
first of all, if I had
is
dust,
it like a do you have like Smithsonian cum?
No, if I looked at my cum and it was dust bubble,
yeah,
I don't even know what that is. By the way,
like sand or something.
Yeah, yeah. If there was sand,
grainy
in my cum, I would go to the hospital.
Do you still masturbate?
Yes, I do. You fuck.
Okay,
my shit
sorry.
Works.
Oh, yeah, it works good.
It's a machine.
Like you could still get it. You can still get an erection.
Yeah, dude, I'm not fucking, you know
no,
what I mean,
I don't
90.
Know. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, my dick works.
I know, but you can get hard and everything. Like
instantly.
That.
Yeah, of
okay,
course.
Okay, I was just wondering. So you do.
Well, you're only 3 years younger.
I know.
Do you have dust bubbles in your dick?
Oh, no, it's working great.
Like, real good, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Bing. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You feel have the same sexual desires?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Do you still use toys and stuff? Like.
What do you mean?
Well, you know the Pringles thing. You know they call us the Pringle Boys. And...
Well, it's a little hard when
you can make a like a homemade.
I know. I know.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's hard when you are living with, you know, what I mean, a kid. I have a high schooler in my house.
Yeah, Rudy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't want a fleshlight laying around in the living room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you just old school.
And also, when I masturbate, I can't just masturbate in the bed, you know what I mean, next to Kalila.
That's weird.
Right?
No, I've never done that.
Watch porn, masturbate. You can't do that.
So what, do you have to go downstairs?
No, I have to do it either, well, sometimes I do it in the garage.
You do?
I have done it in the
like
garage.
Like where Tiger Belly's filmed?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
where the, down there?
Where the video game is. So I'll be playing Warzone.
Like not, she thinks you're gaming.
Not in the guest seat or anything, right?
No. Not in the guest seat. That's rude. No, I'll be gaming, and then I'll just go. And I just, because I, you know, I have to quit at a certain time. So I go, it's getting almost 1:30. I got to stop. Maybe I'll just masturbate real quick. You know, and I'll just do it.
What do you?
Go ahead.
Spank bank?
What do you mean?
Spank bank, or do you look at something?
I look.
He doesn't want to enter this hallway.
What do you look at?
What are you watching?
I look.
What, what do you look at, though, Bobby?
I want to know what you're watching.
I'm not like I'm not doing because I don't want. I used to spend so much money on buying, you know, memberships.
See, I always question that. It's for free, right?
Yeah,
but you're specific.
No, it's not about specific.
Okay, sorry.
It's about, you know, the free ones are like 4-minute videos. Sometimes they don't
10 minutes, 15.
Sometimes, right? But it's not high definition.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. I like all that stuff.
Okay,
I like new, you know. No, but what else?
You like topical porn?
No, I like relevant porn.
What do you mean by relevant? Well,
I think
just like what?
Go ahead. Keep going.
No, I just like ones that are like, you know. Well, like.
Think about it.
What do you mean?
Just think about what you're about to say, though. I just want, you know, want you to.
No.
What are you talking about? I just want you to be, you know, think about it.
What? I go on Pornhub.
Really? Okay, that's.
Do you?
Yeah, that's safe.
What do you search?
Yeah, but I go premium.
Oh.
I pay for the premium.
What's the difference?
You just get a lot more content.
Oh, okay.
And higher definition videos and longer videos. Far more access.
Do you get through longer videos, though? Do you know what I mean? Do you keep watching after you complete?
And does it take it longer for you? I've noticed it takes longer for me.
Oh, no.
You're like, boom.
No, I get into manic obsession.
Really?
Yeah, I know how to focus my attention because I play a game called Match 3D.
What?
There's a game called Match 3D where you have to put like symbols inside a little thing as fast as you can. And if you don't focus, especially on your phone, because... Yeah, on your iPad, it's easier, but on your phone, you have to really look. And I use that technology and that system when I watch porn.
Oh, my
God. I focus into the pussy.
Oh, so your mind just goes right in.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, nothing. You know, sometimes you'll be watching porn and you'll hear a noise. I go, is that a ghost? Or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A rat. Or you'll start thinking about other things, right?
That's the only two options.
Or whatever, you know what I mean? Or is that my girlfriend? Maybe that would be the, right? Or you think about, what do I have to do tomorrow? I know how to laser focus into the situation. Do you know how to do that?
Oh, it takes me like an hour. I'm the opposite.
To finish?
Oh, it takes me sometimes hours. Hours.
Just to finish one load?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but I have
1 hour?
Longer sometimes.
What?
A 2 hour?
Oh,
what,
three.
You just lay the...
Three.
Are you jerking?
The sun's out, baby. The sun will be out, baby.
Are you jerking off the entire time?
I take breaks. The out, baby. Sun is out.
I understand that. Can I ask you this? Can't you do like two or three?
What are you talking about?
I mean, it's like, are you like...
You know what it is? It desensitizes you. Because I noticed that I'll get sick of watching one scene and I'm like, this is not doing it. And then I'll cut to another. You know what I mean? It's just like boom, 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 mm-hmm. boom. Yeah. That's why it takes so long.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I have gone through 5 or 6 videos, maybe 10.
Mine's hundreds.
Yeah, but
tons.
You need help then.
What are you talking about?
If you have to look at hundreds of videos.
Not hundreds, maybe 50. Is that normal?
No, it's not. 50 is.
I'm trying to have your back.
Yeah,
50 is
hard.
I have your back. Yeah, it's normal.
50 is difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you should just take a break.
You think? You know what? That's healthy. Are you worried about me?
I'm worried about. I'll tell you what I'm worried about. I'll tell you what I'm worried about. And this is
real
this
talk.
We're just talking about real talk. This is not comedy, but what I'm worried about is you know, one night we were all waiting for you for Warzone, and we're trying to contact you, and Dylan and I, you weren't around, so we went in.
You thought the worst.
No, you didn't that you died.
Okay. Well, I thought you guys thought something happened.
No,
to me.
And
okay.
Then you said, I just woke up, and it was like 12:30 at night.
Oh, I'm improving, though, because since the Scissor Bros, yeah. I'm improving.
No, but I'm saying that worries me that you're waking up at 12:30.
My sleeping schedule? And I'm not saying you're partly to blame, but as a kid, as a kid, I'm not deflecting. I'm just kind of, let's go down the timeline.
Let's go through the timeline.
I remember when we were kids, before he started stand-up, he'd be like, not, you know, come in my room. Hey, you know, Martin Lawrence stand-up, he's the, you know, or like he would talk about stand-up specials. Hey, stay up with me and watch this thing. And so I remember, I'm not blaming you, but I'm just giving you the timeline.
It sounds like you're blaming me.
No, I'm just giving you a timeline.
Oh, give me the timeline.
And so I just remember like, oh, okay, I'll stay up. You know, like Hollywood Shuffle, all these great like movies or comedy specials.
Yeah, I make them stay up till midnight.
No, longer than that. Like this is the VHS days and everything. And I just remember back then, I'm like, all right, I'll stay up. And then I just remember it started back then. It's progressively got worse, and then
It's not my fault. It's not my fault.
I have myself to blame, right?
It's everything.
He's been waking up earlier, though. We've been doing because the podcast way earlier. Yeah.
Preach it, brother.
Yeah.
Keep going.
He's on time every time. Shows up early.
Yeah. When do you shoot, though?
7 p.m.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Keep going.
He shows up with ideas. He thinks about stuff all week. He comes up with every challenge that we do from week to week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Every week.
We shoot extra content at least once or twice a week outside of when we record the podcast.
The ad reads. Talk about the ad reads.
We do very unique ad reads. Okay, where we dress up and stuff.
But I'm always early.
That's not what I'm worried about is this, though. It's, I just feel like, you know, I just want you to be in a relationship. But
keep in mind, I went through a breakup. It's only been 5-6 months, right? Give me that. Let me go through my thing. You know what I mean? Let me go through it a little bit.
Okay.
Because you didn't use that, you know, because let's talk about real time. Things have happened. And I have been in a dark spot. But yeah, I'm crawling out of it, right, Jeremiah?
Yeah, he's been dating some people and stuff.
He doesn't have a car.
I know. Well, we're working on it.
We're working on that.
We're working on it.
Okay. You get a car license.
Yeah.
You get vaccinated. Yeah. There's just certain things that he just doesn't. He's sort of like off the
grid. I know. Yeah. I understand your concerns.
I'm there to help him with that.
Yeah.
He's been great. We've been doing positive things. Let's keep it positive, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
Contestant number one, please introduce yourself.
My name is Panjani McGivens, and I'm from Yellowstone Elementary School in Lubbock, Texas, and that's it.
Okay, so how do you spell intelligence?
I-N-T-E-L-A-G-N-C-E.
That was incorrect.
I know it was. Was that correct or incorrect?
Incorrect.
Well, I lost then. Go ahead.
Okay. Please introduce yourself.
Timothy Kramer, Tucson, Arizona.
Hi, Timothy. Handkerchief.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Yes. I use my handkerchief when I cry to wipe my tears.
Handkerchief. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
Handkerchief. H A N K E R C H I E F.
Almost.
Handkerchief.
Thank you for participating. But no, incorrect. Okay. All right, our last contestant here. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Darius Finnegan.
You have to stand up.
I could.
Yeah, you have to stand up.
No. Yeah. Right there. Oh, no, not
that's
too
good,
high.
That's good, that's good.
Hi, my name's...
You're in your wheelchair. Yeah.
Hi, my name's Darius Finnegan. I got a Sacagawea grade school. I'm ready for the word. Logorrhea. Can you repeat the word, please? Logorrhea. Margarita? No, logorrhea. One more time?
Logorrhea.
Logorrhea?
Yes.
Could I get the definition of the word, please? A tendency to extreme loquacity. Could you use it in a sentence, please? Yes. My economics professor, logorrhea can be frustrating in times. I'm kind of having bad flashbacks right now. Logorrhea?
Yes.
L. A. G. U. R. I. L. L. A. Logorrhea.
Incorrect.
Imagine all your friends, they'll love you till the end of time, my friends. Bad friends, good friends, and all the friends you have in the world, don't say no. Cause you, I know that you're a dream.
I don't know how to rest, guys.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for being a bad friend.
There you go.
We haven't started yet.
Oh, no. We like that, though. I love it. What the fuck are you doing?
Richard Ramirez is my favorite serial killer. He snuck into your house. Rape.
No, that's not. No, keep going. I'm not gonna start with that. Oh. That's too dark. It was too dark.